Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brand New Banging, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity have no fear. On today's Brand New Banging, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, a huge, huge mega announcement coming at you. An I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast exclusive announcement, plus new cult doc and chill. I have a great cult doc and chill recommendation. And the young shooter joins us to break all and everything down. All that morning, fantastic museum quality, hard-hitting, disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is coming at you now. Yes. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. Mr. New York, coming live and direct from Nueva York. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live. As you could hear and as you can see, a couple of big announcements. Huge. I mean, ginormous announcements that are going to, I don't know, shock the airwaves of the podcast industry. I got a big announcement coming up. And we got the young shooter do Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Collins, in Tsukasa. Dean Collins is rocking with me on today's I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from where? Nueva York. Dean, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. What about you? What's later?
What's that?
Oh, I said I'm doing great, man. How about you? What's the latest?
What's in your mouth? What is that?
Oh, sorry. I should probably just do one thing at a time. I'm drinking my morning smoothie. It's just a part of my ritual. I wake up, I have my smoothie. So sorry for getting that in the shot. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, if you wake up and you have your morning smoothie and you know we're doing a podcast, why don't you drink the smoothie with a straw? Like everyone else does.
I don't need the straw. I feel like women drink smoothies out of a straw to like not ruin their lipstick and stuff. Like I do it right out of the vessel. I have it right here. I don't pour it in a glass. I'm ready to go.
And that's one of your homemade smoothies that you say are becoming famous?
It's one of my homemade smoothies. As you can see, the blender is behind me next to the bananas. That's on that side. And then I have my cat in the sink. That's on the other side. But I do have a great smoothie that I have all these amazing ingredients, really healthy, full of nutrients, and it's good, man. You should be on that smoothie game.
I'm on that Barry Bonds, that Lance Armstrong, mm-hmm. that A-Rod. I'm on those steroids to help myself get back to normal.
How are those steroids?
You know, listen, the last few days I have improved immensely. I went for a long walk this morning, my first one in a couple of weeks. I felt really good about that. My energy was good. You know what's crazy about the steroids? They fix things that you didn't even know you had problems with.
Like what are you noticing?
I mean, like, I don't have any aches. I don't have any pains. I literally have not coughed all day. Like, it's like, it's a fucking wonder drug, this prednisone.
So is this like the best version of yourself, would you say?
No, because I still am weak. As you could tell, if you haven't seen me, I'm although I look great.
Always. Well, not always.
But I look particularly great because I'm so thin. But like I said, it's not by choice. I lost this weight because I was sick. But even though I'm so thin, it's like I have that Brad Pitt sort of like young Leonardo sort of like waify look. They call me the Jewish waif. I'm like a waif.
Who calls you that? Like no one. I've never heard Brad Pitt and Leonardo. No one's called you that.
People are referring to me as the giant waif. The giant waif. I'm waify. I'm thin. Like I'm like, you know, I forgot the adjective. Like I'm just delicate.
Yeah.
But I don't feel, when you say, am I feeling like myself and all that stuff, like, this weight is not for me.
No.
This is not, I want to be heard when I show up. Like, I don't want to, like, when I sit in a seat, I want,
like. You need the thump. You're a big guy. Like, we need to hear you when you're coming around the fucking corner. We need
right to. Right now, I'm like the Pink Panther. Like, I could sneak around.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. And, I would show everybody, you know, I'm sure people that, it doesn't matter.
You've definitely lost weight.
You see the jawline?
I see the jawline. I see the cheekbones. It looked good, but, you know, we want to have a healthy weight. You don't want to be underweight.
I'm not Kate Moss.
No. You'll never be Kate Moss either.
I'm not one of the Kendall Jenner or one of these what are those two girls' names?
Gigi Hadid.
I'm not Gigi Hadid, one of these girls.
No. But we just need to, pack on the pounds. We're happy that you're feeling good. Are you feeling better? I mean, because I'm always so curious about steroids.
Well, I'm not on illegal steroids. I'm not on like fucking the shit that A-Rod and Mark McGuire and those guys. It's, you know, from a doctor. But it's called prednisone. Again, I want to thank, I've gotten more emails, more DMs from fans sharing their history with it, family members' history with it. I'm being monitored. My blood is being taken. I'm following the doctor's orders. And, you know, to make a long story short, because I don't want to talk health and medicine today, you know, the doctor said you must do something or you could wind up in the hospital.
Right.
And I'm like, that's how I felt. I was like, this is not good. Nonetheless, it's a gorgeous day in New York. I did have a smoothie. I had lunch. I'm excited to be here. If you put that fucking smoothie in your mouth one more time while we're recording, I'm going to kick you off. Stop drinking the fucking smoothie. Finish it now.
Finish it right now, or should I do it after? I don't like to like have it sit.
But you don't like to have
this. Well, it's just I didn't have my breakfast and...
But that's not my fault. That's not my problem.
But you telling me that I'm not able to eat.
Drink your smoothie.
Eat.
No, good. Just get it out of the way. Drink your smoothie. I'll talk. Drink it. That's what people came to see. You drinking a smoothie. That's what everybody wants to see. You done?
I don't feel good.
What?
I don't feel good.
Why you drink?
No, I don't feel good, homie. I'm not going to do it all in one sitting. Just let me, I'm just going to leave it there because I'm not feeling good now. You just have me fucking down the smoothie. Now something's going on with my stomach. I might be in the bathroom in a couple minutes.
Let me tell you something. Only one of us is allowed stomach issues per episode. And right now I have that spot booked.
Okay.
But what you do need to do and what you're not going to do is be up here recording a podcast while we're video recording and not wipe your mouth. Because now you got like blueberry shit all over you.
Look, all right, I'm sorry. I don't want to make this about...
How old are you?
I'm 32, but...
Wipe your mouth.
Okay. I don't want this to be about me and my smoothie and my mouth.
Do you think anybody wants it to be about you and your smoothie?
No. The smoothie's put away. I'm done now, so...
Wipe your mouth. Because I also want to say, you recording in front of your bananas and your cat, that's not being a pro.
But dude, not everybody has the luxury
you had like a backdrop and lighting and all that stuff. First of all, wipe your face, okay? And the next time you record with me with video, I want the setup. I don't want the cheapy version where no one wants to see what's on your kitchen. No one wants to see it. What's that?
Okay. Yeah, I'll do the other way. I'll do the other way.
No, keep it as it is.
Is that better?
That's better.
So what's going on out there in New York? Is it hot? Is it cold?
It's actually beautiful. It's pre-summer. It's a gorgeous day today. Walking around Soho. Went to my favorite cookie place because I have... You know what I have with me today? I got a young pro with me. I have my intern. My PA, Milan, working with me today.
Intern?
And he's 16. He's 16, and you could take a fucking lesson from this young man. Okay, because...
I didn't even know you had interns.
Well, a lot of things are changing, my friend. But you know what he said? What time do you need me, and how do you like your coffee? I've known you since you were 14 years old. You never said to me, what time and how do you like your coffee? It's always, are you going to Starbucks? Get me a hot chocolate. Well, I was like, first of all, I'm not drinking coffee, Milan. But I just felt like that's a guy. That's how you treat your boss for the day.
Well, I'm not your errand boy. You know, I don't want to be that guy.
I didn't say errand boy. He's an intern for day, picking my brain.
I don't like coffee.
Wanted to follow me around, see what I do, see how I do it, see how I'm... make my way through this life being me, Michael Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. But just to start the day, what time should I be there? How do you like your coffee? I don't remember if it was how do you like your coffee, sir, or not. But just the fact that he said, how do you like your coffee? I was thinking, and I've been, the shit that I've had to deal with you for years.
I mean, I just feel like... I can offer you a cup of coffee right now, but there's not much that I could do with it. Like, I'm in another state, so...
When we are together. I'm talking when we're on the road. I'm talking about all of it.
I'm just not a fan of coffee, so I just...
When I come to L.A., like, you're Mr. Smoothie, I expect a smoothie from you.
That I could do. I'm going to hook you up. Coffee's not my forte. Don't take it personally. Like, I'm always offering you hot chocolate whenever I go get a hot chocolate.
I'm 52 years old. 52-year-old men don't drink hot chocolate. The reason why you're offering me hot chocolate is because you like hot chocolate. See?
What?
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I don't think that's a bad...
hot chocolate because that's something you...
Something that I like, yeah.
But that's not thinking about me. And that's an issue.
I am thinking about you because I know that coffee is not good for your system, and so that's why I wanted the alternative, and that's why I offer the hot chocolate up.
That's not good for my system either, and I'm just not a fan of hot chocolate. If it's like Christmas time and you're like around the fire, maybe once a year, like, oh yeah, so I'm hot cocoa, but just as a drink, particularly...
Get your own fucking coffee, get your own water. I'm not getting you anything. All these fucking demands... You get your own water.
You know, and it's that attitude that somehow, some way, is the irony of the big announcement. Should we make the big announcement?
No, not yet. I feel like we can't make the announcement right after that.
You don't think we should follow through?
No, I don't want to follow it up with that because you're right.
I think it's a perfect time to make the big announcement. So, the big announcement that we're making today is that the young shooter... Deuce Collins, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, Dean Collins, is officially coming on as the once-a-week co-host of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. The official once-a-week Friday episode, most likely co-host of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, is Dean Collins. This has been thought about. The numbers have been crunched. We've run it up the flagpole, and this is an official announcement. He's wanted it. He's earned it. He's not the official co-host for two times a week because we know historic. We'll break down why you're not and what you could possibly do to get that. There's been some reliability issues. There's been some timing issues. There's been some consistency issues. I think you thought you were going to get the announcement as the full-time co-host. That ain't happening. You're co-host.
Wait
a second. You wait. There's two episodes a week. Right now, we're giving you the duty of co-host one episode a week. So you're the half co-host.
That wasn't what we went over with the press release and about me being the co-host.
There ain't no fucking press release. This is the press release.
No, you were saying that we were going to put out like an official statement that Dean Collins, the young shooter, is officially the co-host of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. You didn't mention anything about a once-a-week co-host or a guest co-host. I just thought I was the co-host. I feel like I've been putting in 7 fucking years into this podcast. I don't mean to curse. It's just you had mentioned that I was the co-host, and now you're
backtracking. I mentioned that you were going to co-host once a week. In this statement, because we are putting out a press statement, we will put out, he's the half of the week co-host. He could earn his keep and become a potentially full-time co-host, but there are some parameters, there's some goals that need to be matched, met, and achieved.
What goals? I mean, well, I've been doing this...
You mean what?
No, it's just like... I feel like I've been putting in my time for 8 years on the podcast.
It just was 7 and now it's 8 years?
Well, we were doing some things before we officially launched. I felt like we were talking about things and I put in my time. I don't know why.
Dude, do you want to get what you could get and not be upset? Because I'll take the offer back right now.
No, I'm happy to do it. I just thought, you know, I could be like your Andy Richter to your Conan, your Guillermo to your Jimmy Kimmel. Like
that's potentially on the table, but we'll start with
when this. When I'm 40?
We'll start with this and see how it goes. Well, we hope that you, number one, show up when you say you're going to show up. Number two, prioritize podcasting because this is a professional podcast. Number three, the show will go on.
Of course. With or without me. And I guess I'll just take that as constructive criticism. I'll work on my reliability issues. I'll work on my...
I wouldn't say a general reliability, but there has been a handful of times, and I've mentioned it. Oh, the young shooter was going to be with me today, and now I haven't heard from him in 2 hours.
I don't...
Because when it comes to reliability, you are on time. You're totally reliable. But there's been a couple of times where I'm like, yo, we're potting. It's documented.
Okay.
I think we're at the 930th episode or nine. I don't know.
We're not counting, but the
fans know. They know. They've talked about it. I vent. When I think, oh, I'm recording with the young shooter and then the young shooter doesn't show up, you don't think that I don't say anything, do you? You think that I'm like... No, I throw you right under the bus. I run you over and I back the fucking bus up.
As you should. I didn't even know that I was doing that. That's concerning to me. I'll work on those things. If I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm there. I usually am there, but
100%. But now that you've got the title of half co-host, I guess that's a proper title. I'm sure some of the fans could suggest other titles.
But see,
what?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's like, don't get me wrong. I'm honored to be the half co-host of the podcast after all these years, but it's just not something that I'm excited to put out there on social media. Like, hey guys, big announcement today. I want to officially say that I am the half co-host once out of the week for I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Like, that's not like, it doesn't roll off the tip of the tongue that well. You know what I'm saying? Is there on a business card, what am I putting on there? Dean Collins, I Am Rappaport, half co-host once a week, potentially the full co-host down the line. It's just, you know what I mean? Does that make more sense?
You could put on the business card, Dean Collins, I co-host half the episode.
Co-host half the episodes, ? Maybe more room for potential later. Here's my cell. Hit me if you want to do business. I might not be the guy, but that doesn't... Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm booked half the time and free the other half of the time.
Right. So
that'll
maybe we just say I'm the half co-host on Thursdays out of the week. I mean, I could say that on the card too. It just...
Listen, all these ideas that you're... See, this is where I'm talking about.
This is good. This is why you pay me, right? These are ideas that are brewing.
These are all talking about how you articulate it. What you should be doing is, how can I improve? How can I earn my keep as the full-time co-host of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, which rolls off the tongue, will look great on a business card.
Yup.
And it's not something you have to explain or that confuses anybody.
Do you have any suggestions on how I'm able to improve to maybe get to that full-time co-host?
Well, there's certain things that you haven't done. Like, you obviously watched The Sopranos, because there's like two or three infractions that fans were like, no.
I know what you're going to say. It was The Sopranos and the big one being Rocky.
What's that?
I would say the big one about me not watching Rocky.
Rocky and Saturday Night Fever.
Right. And those are things that I could definitely improve on. I can improve on them as soon as we hang up. I can watch those. And do you think that might take my chances up to another level?
I'm not saying that's going to get you what you're looking for.
But
I'm saying that could ingratiate yourself to some of the fans and myself, to be honest with you, because when I'm referencing it, and it comes up not every episode, but once a month, once every few weeks, you know, I'll mention Rocky, I'll mention Saturday Night Fever, and when you're like dog in the headlights.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's on a more of a personal level rather than a professional level.
No, that's one of the go-to references of my life.
Okay.
When I mention film, Rocky and Saturday Night Fever, and the fact we moved on past The Sopranos, because there's an episode that you're on Wax saying, who's Paulie Walnuts?
That's something that can be scrubbed from the internet. I don't know why it's still out there. I don't know why you're bringing
it
up.
Scrubbed.
Okay, well, I was 13 years late to that party, but
the YouTube clip, better late than ever. The YouTube clip gets hits every day.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at this as a positive thing. I'm just happy that I'm the official, unofficial co-host guest of
official half of the week co-host for now.
Just write it down, the title, so I can remember what it is.
I got to write it down. I'm going to have to get somebody who's a little bit better with words and phrasing to try to come up with something a little bit more concise. It's still going to kind of read like a full sentence, but, okay. But we'll get there.
Okay.
That's the big announcement. And people were just like, what are they going to say? What's going to be the announcement? Dave is here with me. The Dust Brothers, the Bleach Brothers. Everybody was like, what is it going to be?
Everyone was holding their breath, man. I know what you're saying, and I hope that people could take that and just be happy. Or you know, if you hate me, you hate me. If you like me, I'm honored.
Do people hate you?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that don't like me at all, and that's fine. You don't have to like me, but Guess what, guys? I'm the new half co-host of the week.
Boom.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, after that news, it's hard to top the big news of the day of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. But like I said, the news is official, and I'm excited to have the shooter on. Dean, did you start watching? I know the answer. The Offer, the Paramount Plus show.
I haven't started watching it, but I've heard really good things about it. Did you finish it?
I finished it. I really liked it. You know, at the end of the day, I feel like it's a little disjointed, but there's so much good in it. And so much that I liked about it that I definitely highly recommend it. The Offer is on Paramount Plus, one of the 975 billion streaming platforms. But it's about the making of The Godfather, and it's 10 episodes. It stars that kid Miles Teller, who's, I mean, he couldn't be any hotter right now. He's in that. What is that movie called? Top Gun. What is it? Top Gun.
Top Gun Maverick.
Which you saw.
Fucking awesome. And you got to see it in theaters. It's incredible. And it's like made $900 million in America. It's insane, but it's doing so well. And
it's a great movie. It's like a real Hollywood entertainment.
Totally. And it's great. And I didn't see the first Top Gun. I heard that it's way better than the first one. But that, yeah, Miles Teller's on fire, man. He's a talented actor.
He's good. He's sick. He's really good. I also, like the other day, I mentioned I saw this film on Netflix called Scarhead, which is another one of these, like, you know, brain, you know, they're inserting chips into people and all this AI. And
what's Scarhead?
It's some film on Netflix about, like, you know, how they, you know, playing around with the brains and, you know, chipping people and the mind and the computers, and you could control all this crazy shit.
He's in that too, or no?
Scarhead, yeah.
Oh, Spiderhead.
Spiderhead.
With Chris Hemsworth. I it's the same director.
The other day I said Scarhead. What is Scarhead?
I don't know what. Yeah, I think you're merging Scarface and Spiderhead into the thing, but
Spiderhead. The other day I said Scarhead. No one corrected me. See, that's how you earn your keep.
Thank you, man.
That's how you earn your keep as a co-host.
Oh man, I appreciate that. Well, I'm here to back you in. Spiderhead, I wasn't crazy about that. Same director of the new Top Gun, so he had Miles Teller in that too.
Oh,
Joseph Kaczynski. So he directed that and the new Top Gun.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that. See, yeah, I'm not. Are you into this like AI mind control shit? I'm not into that. I've never been into it. Like, I'm not one of these people who love the Matrix. I didn't know what the fuck was going on when I saw the Matrix.
I still don't know what the fuck's going on with the Matrix, but I feel like it's very hot now. Like is Severance kind of on that shit? I've only saw the first episode. But I feel like
chip you. They give you like a little chip, and they could take away your memory, your thoughts, your desires, and it's, you know, they got these, like, they're drug addicts or they're in prison, and it's crazy. And they,
well, I love Eternal Sunshine. That to me is like the godfather of those types of movies. Like, if you want to erase your memory, you know, you go to the clinic and.
Well,
like,
what is the sort
awesome.
Of,
but yeah.
Like, if someone never saw Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, what is that?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind
is, it the
is
same
like
thing?
Jim Carrey's in it. He goes through a horrible breakup and wants to erase his memory of the person that he spent years with. So he goes into this clinic that can wipe away all of your memories. And while they're going, because he's so heartbroken, and while they're wiping all of his memories away, while they're going through that process, he's reliving each memory and realizes that he doesn't want to erase his memory. He wants to hold on to those memories. That's my all-time favorite movie. And that movie's brilliant. But
it wasn't like, were they doing it through like, how do they do it?
They like put him to sleep and put this like fucking helmet thing on him.
All the helmets and the shit like
that. All that shit.
I never understand what's going on with that.
I got you.
But, The Offer,
so,
which
yeah.
I haven't had anyone to talk about it with because no one's really watching it.
Well, I'll tell you why I don't think anyone's watching it is because, like, Paramount Plus, like, I don't have Paramount Plus. I would totally watch it, but Paramount Plus and there's a couple other things I don't have, but...
There's too many streaming services.
It's so many. It's fucking
crazy.
It's too
expensive. There's too many streaming services, and there's too much content. I know for us, for actors and for performers and directors, and that's great, but... There's too much. There's too many options between, you know, sports, between reality TV, between Paramount Plus, Hulu, Amazon, YouTube, you know, Crackle. They're all over the place.
So many.
There's so many.
I remember when fucking Netflix, when I was getting, like, the subscription plan would be, we'll send you 2 or 3 DVDs to your house. And I would do the 3 DVDs. You'd go on the website, you'd order 3 movies, they'd send it to you, and then when you were done watching them, you return them. It's so fucking crazy now how everything is advanced. But
it's insane. Speaking of streaming platforms, next week, June 28th, the second season of Only Murders in the Building.
Yes.
Guest starring for a lot of the episodes, yours truly, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez, and me and Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi, comes in like a wrecking ball, to quote the great Miley Cyrus. I come in like a wrecking ball.
Listen,
if you like the shit talking, if you like the bullshitting, if you like the raging bullshitting, second season of Only Murders in the Building, I come with it.
That's a question I have for you with that. Is this role in Only Murders in the Building the closest to your personality and shit talking? Because I feel like they sort of wrote that around you.
It's probably the one that really had it down totally was
White Famous.
White Famous, which was on Showtime, which I loved. But this has moments in that world where it's not exactly, but it's a fun part. I love the show. I had a great time doing it. And the second season, listen, if you didn't watch the first season, watch it. It's fun. It's easy. It's a totally unique show. Steve Martin, you know, he created the show. It's weird. They're half hour episodes. It's very New York. And the second season, yours truly comes in there, to quote the great Miley Cyrus once again, I come in like a wrecking ball. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm looking forward to it. You're on a fucking crazy roll. How many episodes are you in on Murders in the Building?
I don't know. Maybe eight, six, seven,
oh,
eight.
Damn.
No, I'm in there. But, like, it's fun.
I can't wait.
When I'm in there, my presence is...
You make it known.
Yes.
You went from fucking Netflix Atypical, jumped right into Hulu's Life and Beth, and then jumped right into Only Murders in the Building. I mean, you're always working, you're always doing shit, but like these are huge shows, and it's fucking awesome, man.
I can't wait for the Selena Gomez fans to see, because it's bugged out.
Do you think that they would come for you even though you're playing a character? Like, are you doing anything?
I wouldn't be surprised if Selena Gomez has more followers than Kim Kardashian.
Oh yeah.
I would not be surprised if we get some DMs from Selena Gomez fans.
I would love that. First the Ariana Grande fans, then you got Selena. You got like, that would just be incredible.
It would just add to the list.
Yeah, totally. Is there any, I know this is a classic question, but is there any role in a movie that's come out that you were offered or that you auditioned for or got really close to that you didn't do that you really wish you were a part of?
The only part that I wish I got was The Bear Jew in Inglourious Basterds. There's been plenty of parts that I never got, plenty of parts that I auditioned for, plenty of parts that I didn't audition for that I wish I had. But the only part that I feel like I could have serviced the film and performed better and was rightfully mine was The Bear Jew in one of my favorite movies, Inglourious Basterds. That actor who played the Bear Jew,
Eli Roth, right?
Didn't do a great job. I thought he was the weakest part of it. I would have been better. I am the Bear Jew. I am the Ashkenazi, a full Ashkenazi. Not that he might not be. He's never acted before except for in his own stuff. He's not an actor. Yeah. And I will tell Quentin that with all due respect that that was my part. And as great as Inglourious Basterds was and is, it would have been better had I played that part. That's the only one that I regret that I will ever say that or even argue my case that I should have played.
But were you up for that? Or was there talks?
He offered it to him.
But so you're just saying that in general, out of all these movies, that movie comes to your mind where you're like, I wanted to play that fucking character. Not... Yes. I was going to play that character.
No, I
was
going to play the character. That was his boy, their friends. I was never going to play the character.
I love that.
Like, he made the wrong choice. And Quentin Tarantino's the epicenter, the highest level of all filmmakers, but even he could have made a mistake that to this day, he's not aware of.
I just love don't get me wrong. I saw that movie 10 times in theaters. It's almost a 3-hour movie, I think. It might be 3 hours. I saw that 10 times. I'm in love with that movie, but I love the fact that you chose that character out of all these movies. I mean, you could have said fucking Titanic. You could have said all these movies, but...
Well, of course I should have played Leonardo DiCaprio's part in Titanic. I mean, but that goes without... that. Like, you asking me that is kind of too obvious.
I got you. I am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Cult Doc and Chill. You, of course, came up with the moniker Murder Doc and Chill. Yeah. I came up with the ever so clever Cult Doc and Chill. And there's another one. I wish there could be more. These cult documentaries about these cult leaders are the best.
There's so many of them out there. But are you talking about The Deep End?
The Deep End.
Oh, man. You turned me on to that, and it blew my mind. There's only 4 episodes of it. I wish there were more. Do you want to kind of run down what it is?
Well, or what platform, what one of the 743 streaming platforms? Is it Hulu?
It's Hulu. It says Freeform, but it's Hulu, and it's about this controversial spiritual healer named Teal Swan, who kind of looks like Megan Fox. She's got those crazy eyes. And why is she so controversial with her followers and her teachings?
The thing that's controversial, she's a healer. She, you know, helps people find their true selves, their best selves. And the thing that is really controversial is because she deals with a lot of people with obviously mental illness issues, and a lot of them that come to her are on the, they're in a crisis. And the thing that people, amongst other things, because there's, when you start running a cult, it just, well, once it becomes a cult, there's just so many things go wrong. The secrecy, the privacy, the weirdness, the sort of closing off other people and yourselves to the world, the money, and you know, you're helping people, but you're charging people, all that stuff. But her specific thing is a lot of these young people, these isolated people, these suffering people, and obviously it's legitimate, you know, we'll get to the point where they're talking to her about suicide. And she's not a suicide prevention person. And the way she articulates, in my opinion, her feelings, her thoughts about suicide, it's dangerous.
And, very dangerous.
You know, when she has this place that she runs, where are they, in New Mexico? They're always in New Mexico or Phoenix. It's always somewhere.
But it looks like a commune. It looks like.
It's always got a commune vibe. There's always, yeah. It always feels like a commune. It always feels like everybody's fucking everybody. The person who runs the cult, they're always charismatic. Everybody's at their beck and call. Some people there, work for free. Some people just totally abandoned their lives to work for Teal Swan. Like you said, she's very attractive. She's had terror. She, the one thing about a lot of these cult people, and she probably resents us calling her a cult person. And what's the name of the show again?
It's called The Deep End.
They never like to be considered a cult, but it's clearly a cult. It always seems like a commune. It always seems like there's this sexual undertone. It always seems like the underlings or the people underneath her.
Yeah.
They always seem like they'll do anything for them. And like you said, there's always this sexual vibe. But the thing that amongst all the generic things, it's the suicide stuff.
Yeah, because she'll tell you if you're suicidal or something, she'll be like, if you want to end your life, end it. Doesn't she kind of do, she does shit like that. And she has a list. There's an episode where she has a list called non-negotiables if you're in her world or whatever, or you're working with her. And it's she doesn't want these women who are following her to have children.
If you're working for her and you're working at the commune, one of the non-negotiables part of her contract is not to have children.
Right.
Because if you have children, and even if you're in a relationship with a man or a woman, you can't focus on serving her and serving the cult.
Listen, it's really fucking wacky. You guys should definitely watch it. I blew through it in the night. But she, she's attractive. I'm not going to lie. She's batshit crazy. And she's actually on her Instagram, because I wanted to know what she thought about everything, about the documentary. And she talked about how this camera crew and production followed her for 3 years. And she thought that they had her best interest in mind and all this stuff. But clearly the directors and everyone else thought that she was just as batshit crazy as we all did. But she's going up and she's getting on Instagram being the editors, they added spooky music to the background.
Because you're spooky.
She is spooky, and she has a hashtag that she wants to release called #releasethefootage, where she wants the directors to release 3 years worth of footage. She's saying that it was all edited and it's not really her.
No, it's
her.
It's you, sweetheart.
It's her. It's fucking her. She's crazy.
She's nuts. And the fact that she thinks anybody has the time or energy to watch 3 years of footage to sort of piece together their own version of the story is insane. Listen,
right.
Teal Swan, you created a good business for. Listen, it ain't easy being a cult leader. They're
not
always
at all
talking about the money, but like any business. Listen, you think Starbucks was easy at the beginning? You think Nike? There's years of struggling. I always get upset when these cult leaders are it's so hard running. You're running a fucking business,
right?
But you're essentially just like the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, which is a service industry. You're in the service business, but the ego and this sort of the God complex, the Jesus complex that these people get, they think that everybody should just give them everything, give them their money, come to the symposiums, come to these weird tantric yoga things. This one woman, she did a drowning technique because, remember, she was drowning.
Yeah, she's waterboarding this fucking woman. A lot of those people have gone and given their testimonials about the documentary and
have you seen
whatever
any?
I've seen a few. I've seen this Asian girl talking, but I mean, Teal Swan is just, she's nuts, man. I actually saw some of her videos before that documentary even got released, for myself and all that kind of stuff. I would totally ask her out to go to dinner. I would love to pick her brain. I see, that's the thing. I kind of like crazy. I'm watching this woman and I'm like, I'm kind of into that. The allure of it. I don't know, maybe I'm interested in cult leaders.
Maybe you're interested in this cult leader. You want to shoot your shot right now? Talk to the camera.
Teal Swan, if you're listening, eyes are the first thing that I notice. And she's got those piercing blue eyes. Gorgeous. Dark hair. I'm not a huge blonde guy. I love brunettes. So dark hair, piercing blue eyes, That is my exact type. She's a little kooky, but that makes it all that much more fun in a relationship. That, I'm not even saying we have to have a relationship.
That'll keep you on your toes.
Absolutely. But if she wanted to just like go on like a Tinder date where it's just maybe one date or two dates, I'm open to that too. I think she's great.
She could use somebody like you because she seems a little heavy-handed. Like, I'm not sure when the last time she's had a good laugh.
Or a good lay, maybe. I mean, she doesn't look like she's been laid in a long fucking time. I mean, she's very wound up. If someone challenges her, she is very combative. She said that she kind of, you know, wants to be like the Pope. She wants to be as big as the Pope. I mean, she talk about egos, I mean, and big heads.
Think about how fucking insane that is. She wants to be as big as the Pope. Or did she say the Pope or the Dalai Lama?
She said the Pope. She's bringing in the Dalai Lama. And someone said, you know, who do you look up to? Like, remember, she's just... If you haven't seen it, watch it.
It's a good time. It's four episodes. It zips by. And, you know, it always starts off, you're thinking it's one way. And then when they start revealing themselves, it goes a totally different way. And it's a good time.
It is a good time. It's great. And the guy who directed it is also the cinematographer, the DP. And that was the one thing I noticed, that the shots were so, like, they're so intimate. It looks like there's just so much coverage, like, the director had so many different angles on these people, and it's really, really good. But I would totally send her a DM. I would love to take her out.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, you could DM her. We could just chop this up and put that clip up there.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, Erica Jane, you don't want to give me the shot, and that's fine. I understand
now,
you're
Erica
into
Jane,
older men.
She said, do you have any other friends besides Dean?
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe she'd be interested in my grandfather. I know she likes older men, and maybe she's just not interested in young, good-looking 32-year-old guys who are active in their lifestyle. My fitness game is up. I'm making smoothies every day. I get it. You're into the drama and the Real Housewives and the older men. I'm going to take my business to Teal Swan. I think that she would appreciate me, and I think that she would give me a shot. I think we'd look good together, to be honest.
That would be awesome. I mean, you're super pale. She's super pale.
Yeah.
Your blonde hair versus her dark hair. I mean, that would be, you guys would be a power couple.
I think so, but I, you know, that's just one can dream. So,
all right. Well, listen, I don't know what more we really need to say. I'm going to Florida this weekend on a family trip for 3 days. I'm a little bit nervous about flying, but I'm going to Jacksonville, Florida, where I've never been, just for 3 days. Family. My father turned 89 yesterday. Disco
wow.
Dave turned 89 years old. 89 years old. Crazy. What else? What else we got here, Shooter?
I'm just happy that this was like the first official episode that I could be the co-host of the week of or
something.
However, of what?
We'll get it. We'll get it together.
We'll get it. You'll figure out the title and then just send it to me, and then I'll just lock it in how I can say it. But yeah, it was such an honor being here with you, and I'm just looking forward to many more weeks ahead, and I'm gonna work on my punctuality.
Yep.
And when I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be there. And when's the next comedy show? I know that you're going through health stuff, but...
Milwaukee.
July 11th?
15th and 16th. July 14th, 15th, and 16th, I'll be in Milwaukee performing at the Improv in Milwaukee. And then after that, I'm in Oklahoma City. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. But Milwaukee is coming up July 14th, 15th, and 16th. michaelrapaportcomedy.com. We came, we saw, we disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take us out of here with something real loud and real,
and real
funky. I am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. SHI and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.